Welcome back to the show, and this is probably a good time to pick up on the global warming situation. We are hearing over in Sweden they are having the coldest December in 100 years. 100 years. And it's not actually winter yet. Winter is, you know, still some days away. We're still technically in autumn. And we've got, you know, lighthouses in Ohio that are just completely sheathed in ice. And Sweden has the coldest December in 100 years. Great Britain is already completely covered with snow. And the global warming Nazis, the carbon Nazis, are still out there trying to say, no. Global warming brings colder weather. Really, you've got to understand, climate is one thing, and weather is just completely unrelated to that whatsoever. And they're still trying to sell this and hoping that you will be dumb enough to actually believe that you can take a pan of water and put it on the stove and turn it on low heat, and when you come back, it'll freeze over. And it's absolute nonsense, but that's how desperate they are to go on selling this stuff here. Meanwhile, in Great Britain, soaring prices and restricted deliveries of heating oil are leaving thousands of homes without heat because they didn't plan for a hard winter. Because they've been hearing over the media, it's getting warmer. The snow is going to be a thing of the past. It's global warming. You don't need to worry about winter anymore. And now people are freezing to death. Heating oil prices have gone through the roof at a time when people cannot afford it. It's bad planning because governments believed what they were being told on the corporate media. They believed the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. They believed the railroad engineer. They believed Al Gore. These people are not climate scientists. They're politicians and they're opportunists and they're con artists. Al Gore wants to be the world's first carbon billionaire, and he doesn't care how many of you have to freeze to death for him to get that. Now, meanwhile, there was a satellite that was launched 5 years ago for the specific purpose of proving that the world's oceans are rising and everybody on the coast is going to drown horribly, except Al Gore, who bought himself a little shorefront mansion. Apparently, he's rather confident that he will not have the ocean coming into his living room, barring a major tsunami. And the satellite, as it turns out, shows that the world's oceans levels are not rising anywhere near what the global warming fanatics insisted it had to be. The real world data is not matching them. Now, last story on this thing. We're going to get back into foreclosures and economy after this next break here. Over at CERN, there's an experiment underway where they're modeling, they're simulating, they're actually carrying out an experimental test of cosmic rays as a stimulus for cloud creation, because one of the theories that ties solar activity to climate on the Earth is that when you have fewer sunspots, you get more cosmic rays coming into the Earth, and that cosmic rays in the atmosphere are the trigger for cloud formation. And the more clouds you have, the more of the sun's light is reflected off into space, and the cooler the Earth will become. And this experiment was proposed many, many years ago, and the global warming community lobbied against it. No, you can't have this experiment. We all know humans cause global warming. We all know humans have got to pay a carbon tax and accept a reduced standard of living to save the Earth. And they fought. Experiment is being conducted, and by golly, the early indications are that it is matching the predicted effects from the theory that, yes, cosmic rays increase the amount of cloud cover, which lowers the temperature of the Earth. And the carbon Nazis are having a hissy fit, because if we start thinking that maybe climate is not the direct fault of people, then we're not going to go along with carbon taxes and government control over our energy consumption. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And getting back to what we were talking about over in Europe and even Russia now, the people of planet Earth are standing up and saying, we will not be slaves to the bankers any longer. And governments that side with the bankers against the people do so at their own risk. We had that altercation in London last week where the crowd is shouting off with their head to the Prince and Princess of Wales. And they're acting surprised, like, are they allowed to do this? And again, what did you expect? I'm sure that every tyrant in history, just before that blade fell on the neck or the bullets ripped into him, was thinking to himself, I didn't really think they'd do this. No, wrong. Everybody makes mistakes here. So they're having more riots over in Moscow and Spain and Portugal, and it's just completely out of control. All right, getting back here closer to home, we reported how a federal court had issued a ruling that electronic mail is protected by the same constitutional protections for privacy as regular paper mail. That the idea of no expectation of privacy really does not apply. I mean, it's as easy to get into, paper mail as it is electronic mail. And the CIA actually has this spray that you can spray on an envelope and it's absolutely transparent. Hold it up to the light, you can read everything in the envelope. And it evaporates, leaving no trace, and they don't know that the mail's been read. And they've had that for years, been around. So it's not like there's a difference in the difficulty of peeking into the mail. It is illegal because people should have a right to privacy unless they are actually known to be committing a crime. Our current government doesn't hold that. Our current government is, everything in your life belongs to us. We have a right to peek in at you at any time and inspect you and strip search you and whatever, because you might be a terrorist, which is nonsense. I mean, it's exactly that behavior that the Bill of Rights is intended to counter. Anyway, the federal court has basically ruled, there's a new ruling coming down, that the Obama administration cannot spy on your cell phones without a warrant. And the specific case here was that the Obama administration wanted to be able to track people through cell tower signals and through the GPS that's built into the newer phones without a warrant. Just say, oh, you know, where's Rivero right now? And the courts are saying, no, you must have a warrant to do that. So this is probably all going to go up to the United States Supreme Court. But it basically indicates the fight that we have between what is left of our republic and our civil protections versus a federal government that absolutely wants to have complete control over your life, the ability to read your email, listen to your phone calls, loot your computer without any kind of judicial review, without a warrant, complete violation of the Fourth Amendment, all in the name of fighting terrorists like Adam Perlman and Joseph Cohen and Zachary Chesser, whatever the heck his name is. And they're all fakes to justify this kind of control over our lives. And now they're doing the random searches on the Washington Metro. This got nothing to do with terrorism or fighting crime. The government understands the American people have been pushed to the breaking point. We've got Joe Stack crashing his plane into the IRS offices. We've got Clay Duke shooting up a school board. People have hit the breaking point. And what the government wants to do is get you so afraid to talk to your friends, snitches on every corner, snitch-o-rama in the iPhone. We're reading your emails. We're listening to your phone calls. We are everywhere. You cannot escape us, which is, again, the same kind of propaganda crap Hitler was pulling on the German people to try and scare them into staying silent about what they knew was going wrong with Germany. And there's your historical warning. Look what happened to the German people who obediently stayed silent and didn't criticize the Nazis. And when the war was all over, look at what had happened to their homes and their land. And the same future faces Americans unless we stand up and call it off and say we're not going to get dragged down into the kind of destruction in the United States of America that we saw in Germany at the end of World War II, just to make some greedy bastards richer. So, like I said, why did we even bother fighting World War II? Why did we even spend the money and the blood to stop Hitler, only to turn the United States of America into the Fourth Reich? Alrighty, let's see. We talked about that. Overstock.com has amended their lawsuit against Goldman Sachs. They're enlarging the number of people who engaged in naked short selling of the Overstock.com public offering, which almost destroyed the company. And that's kind of the downside. You know, when you have people talking about naked short selling and, oh, what a great way to make money. And what the corporate media will not tell you is anytime you see somebody making money with one of these derivative deals, the money is just not coming out of thin air, like the Federal Reserve notes that Bernanke is handing out. It has to come from somebody else. It's coming from the customers, or it's coming from the company whose stock is being played with. And quite a few American companies have been destroyed by derivatives game playing, by naked short selling that crashed their stock price and drove them out of business through no fault of their own. Now, right now, the Securities and Exchange Commission has started an investigation into the fraudulent mortgage-backed securities. And they're trying to make a lot of headlines. We're sending out subpoenas and blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry, SEC, it's too late. Because as was the case with Bernie Madoff with the loot, the SEC is taking action years too late and long after the damage is already done. We have this perception in our society that is really deeply flawed. We all love firemen. They come in when the building is on fire, and they throw water all over everything, and they chop holes in the walls, and they make a huge mess. And they give us back half of everything that we had before, and we treat them as heroes. But the guy who was there a week ago saying, can we fix that frayed extension cord before it starts a fire, he's a pain in the neck. So everybody wants to be a fireman. The Gulf blows up, and Obama wants to go down and say, I will take care of this. I will be the hero, and I will clean up the mess after it's already happened. Well, that may be good for a government that lives by the press release, but I'm sure that 300 million Americans do not surrender more than half of everything they earn to the government to have a dog and pony show after the disasters. We pay the government to keep these things from happening in the first place. We pay the SEC to shut down Bernie Madoff before he screws his investors for $65 billion. We pay the Minerals Management Service to prevent the Gulf drilling platforms from exploding, not to stand around after the fact and say, oh, golly gee, we got to do better. We pay the FDA to prevent harmful drugs from getting on the market. I guess they're recalling another one I saw earlier on the news today. They put it out there, and people start getting really sick, and they say, oh, well, I guess we blew that one. We'll recall it. We'll come up with something next week. We have a totally reactive, incompetent government. They don't do anything until years after the damage is already done. Doesn't matter whether the SEC goes out with these mortgage-backed security probes. With enough money involved, anybody can get off of legal trouble. Look at all the money Halliburton has just spent to get Dick Cheney off the hook with Nigeria. Nigeria's dropped all the charges. You know, because they got their money, and Halliburton's just going to turn around and charge the taxpayers for a little more. It's completely corrupt. The guilty ringleaders never go to court, never get punished, never go to jail. The SEC is basically engaging in after-the-fact attempts to salvage its reputation. It's too late. Your job was to keep it from happening in the beginning. We had an FBI investigation in 2006 that saw something was going on wrong and just stopped. Then the Department of Justice in 2007 says, we're not going to investigate. So we know the government knew what was going on all the way back in the early aughts. As early as 2002, 2003, the warning signs were there. And the SEC doesn't act, doesn't investigate, doesn't issue subpoenas until the end of 2010. I think the statute of limitations has already expired on a lot of what they're investigating here. They're not going to accomplish anything. What they may do is basically put it all in one place so there can be another cover-up. Because if the American people ever really understand and comprehend what the government and the banks did to them to make up for the fraud, there would be a revolution. And all the tranquilizers in the water is not going to change that. All right, we're going to go to the phones again. John in Tennessee. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Michael. You know, you're talking about the market. You're talking about short selling. You're talking about manipulation. I began to wake up in about the end of 2006. And by the end of 2007, I had all of my money out of the market. I made a call to a fee-only investment, calls itself an investment coach, who has a radio program here, and I asked him about market manipulation. He blew it off. He said, do you really think they're that smart? And I told him, absolutely they are. He said, then he proceeded to tell me that I was looking at money as though it was a zero-sum game, and that money was always creating itself. And I said, well, as long as we're on the topic of creation of money.
Okay, John, we got to take a break. John, hang on. We'll be right back.
As
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gets you me.
And apparently, Voice of Russia World Service reported this morning that Russian Social Security, Medicare, disability benefits, and public worker salaries are all being increased. Now, that's quite a contrast to all of these nations that are in the grip of the International Monetary Fund. They're saying, we must have austerity. You must starve the people because we, the bankers, want more. You must make do with less because we must have more. So Russia is working to a degree that certainly the United States of America is not right now. By the way, a little side note here. The British government came out with an estimate of how much money they're going to save by basically strangling their own students, you know, with tuition increases. And oddly enough, it turns out to be almost exactly the same amount of money that Great Britain has now committed to fight global warming in the third world by funding windmills and solar panels in other parts of the country. So I'm sure right now that all of those British students who may see their education come to an absolute grinding halt unless they're willing to go into permanent debt servitude to the banks for student loans, I'm sure they're just absolutely overjoyed that the money that should have paid for their education is now going to buy windmills and solar panels in some third world country. Actually, the money will probably go into some tyrant's pocket, and he'll say, "We're sorry, the windmill thing didn't work out, but thank you for the new limousine." All right, so getting back to John in Tennessee, I know this idea that money creates itself is a catchphrase that we hear from the financial establishment, but money is, there's no money in our society. It's all debt. The debt is what is creating itself. Anytime they turn on that printing press, it is a loan at interest from the Federal Reserve System to the American people. When they talk about the growth of the economy, they're talking about the growth of the debt. They use that word growth because people who don't understand what it really means, they think it's a good thing. Oh, the economy is growing. That's got to be a good thing. No, it means the whole society is plunging deeper into debt. That's what they mean. Our economic system does not create wealth. It creates debt. It shackles you to it so that you will spend your entire life working and handing the benefits, the proceeds of that work, to the bankers. And all the bankers had to do to put you in that situation was turn on a printing press or type some numbers into a computer. Yeah, you're still here, John.
Okay, well, that's what I basically asked him to do. I knew the answer. I tried to get him to explain to his listeners where money came from. It comes one of two ways. They either print it up, you know, create it, do some key punches, or when you go into debt, you put money into circulation. So basically, we're told by these financial planners, leave it in the stock market, it'll come back, and not realizing that they're confiscating your life's labor, your blood, your sweat, your tears, your plans, and your hopes. They know that they're going to get it from you. That's the problem. The problem is that people have this desire to heap up treasures that are based on nothing. I mean, the folding money in your wallet. I went to the bank a couple of days ago and talked to the manager, showed her an old silver certificate that I carry in my wallet, compared it to a new note.
Okay, your phone connection is starting to fail. I'm sorry, we're going to...
Can I finish this?
We're having trouble understanding you. Whatever phone you're on, you're getting very, very garbled. Give it one more try. Let's see if we can get you to finish up here.
Okay, basically, after the conversation, she asked me what I did for a living. I said, I drive a truck. She says, well, I'm going to remember today because today a banker got a lesson on money from a truck driver. I mean, money... Silver certificates were a bearer bond. The money we have now is absolutely debt. It is debt.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Money.
Most people at the banks don't understand the banking system, and that is by design. We are all convinced that we are free because we cannot see or recognize the means of our enslavement, but we are enslaved. And the bankers are the ones doing it, the owners of the Federal Reserve System. This is their third try at putting the entire 300 million American people into debt slavery. Remember this quote from that movie here?
The IBBC is a bank. Their objective isn't to control the conflict. It's to control the debt that the conflict produces. You see, the real value of a conflict, the true value, is in the debt that it creates. You control the debt. You control everything. You find this upsetting, yes? But this is the very essence of the banking industry. To make us all, whether we be nations or individuals, slaves to debt.
Okay, that's from the movie The International. This next clip is from the real world, from the Jekyll Island Conference, the Federal Reserve. This is Alan Greenspan.
Things were being done which were certainly illegal and clearly criminal in certain cases, which in fraud is a fact. Fraud creates very considerable instability in competitive markets. If you cannot trust your counterparties, it won't work. And indeed, we saw that it didn't.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
To What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So basically, in summation, the essence of banking is to enslave nations and people to debt. That's what they try. They're not here for the benefit of the community. They're here to make themselves richer on the work of other people. It's basically the lordship and ladies serfdom, feudalism in a new package. You think you're free because you do not recognize the means by which you're being enslaved. Now, just to give you an idea of what's going on out there, Goldman Sachs, which has been caught up in all this fraud, they got billions and billions of dollars in bailout money from you, the taxpayer. Their executives are still rewarding themselves with $111 million in bonuses this Christmas season. $111 million for running a company that would have collapsed if they hadn't figured out a way to screw the American people out of billions of dollars. That is their entire morality. Now, Goldman Sachs, along with the Rothschilds, are on the list of billionaire bondholders who are expecting to get bailed out in Ireland from this new deal that just got voted through the Irish Parliament, which has triggered so many riots and protests there. These are incredibly rich people who are going to get a little bit richer because they gambled on the derivatives and lost, destroyed the banks involved, and said, hey, you gotta make good on the losses to us. And we don't care if you have to starve the Irish people to do it. We deserve the money better than they do. And the exploitation goes on and on and on and on and on, because the bankers have enough money to bribe the government to always do what the bankers want. Now, let me give you an example that you might understand in the real world. Let us say that you are in a happy marriage, and one of you is working and the other one stays at home and takes care of the place. And let us say that a door-to-door salesman comes to the home, and the partner who is there at the home, you know, really likes what the door-to-door salesman is selling. And the door-to-door salesman says, if you'll agree to buy this, you know, I'll give you this free bonus, Ginsu knives or a bracelet or a flat panel TV or whatever, as long as you will, you know, agree to buy whatever I'm selling you, you know, at this inflated price. You know, it's a $20,000 for your home, and we'll give you a little $50 free gift to get you to go along with it. And the partner at the home agrees to the purchase, even though it's the partner that is working that's going to have to pay the cost. And more than a few relationships have been strained by this exact mechanism. But it's understood by salesmen that the person who is earning the money is not the one to approach for a sale. You approach that partner who's at home to make the sale, because they're not always aware of the costs. Well, that's what the bankers have done with the government of the United States of America. The authors of the Federal Reserve did not come into the American people and say, we want to basically take over the creation of your money and charge you interest on what the government used to issue for your use for free. The American people wouldn't have gone for that. In fact, they didn't. During the creation of all three private central banks of the United States, the people stood up and said, this is lunacy to do, because we're going to have to pay for it. So the bankers went to the Congress, the finest government that money can buy, and they made campaign donations, and they lobbied, and they lavished gifts and treasure all over the Congress and the presidents. And the Congress and the president said, yeah, we'll go along with the scheme. It's not like we're going to have to pay for it. And that's how the deal got done. And then afterwards, they'd express remorse. 6 years after he signed the Federal Reserve Act, Woodrow Wilson wrote in his own memoirs, I have destroyed my own country. Well, idiot, why did you do it? Well, because he needed the money to run for campaign for his presidency. And that's what he sold out. That's what the process of politics is, selling out the American people for the financial and political support to get that good job. That's what happens when you make political jobs too powerful and too attractive. Politics is always going to attract the very sort of people who should not have that power. The founding fathers had the right idea. The federal government was a part-time thing. The people in the government, they had day jobs. Publishing, insurance, silversmithing. All the people who created the United States of America had regular, everyday jobs. They made things to sell. They sold books. They sold silverware. They sold insurance. They did things with their hands. George Washington and Thomas Jefferson both had distilleries. They sold whiskey to make their money. Being in the government was kind of a sideline, a part-time thing. They didn't think politicians should be that glorified. That's why they shot John Adams down when he suggested we refer to the president as His Highness. They said, you're out of your mind. We just fought a war to get away from that kind of exalted rulership. We want ordinary people framing our government, which is what's going on in Iceland right now. The Icelandic people are saying we want ordinary people to write our constitution. We do not want bankers and professional politicians have any hand in the creation of the new government. And good on Iceland. If you're going to have a government of the people, by the people, and for the people, then you do not want it dominated by lawyers and bankers and professional politicians. You want to keep the crooks out of the process, and then you try and craft a government that understands the people applying for those jobs are going to be criminal, and you put limits on their power and ability. That's what the Bill of Rights was about. The Bill of Rights was not written for ordinary Americans. It was written to limit and contain the ambitious sociopathic sons of bitches who inevitably are drawn to those positions of power and authority. That's what that's all about. when you make the office of representative or senator or president as powerful and glorious and glamorous as it is, people will do anything to get that. And once they're in those positions, they'll do anything with it. That's why we have the new incoming head of the Financial Services Committee in the House of Representatives saying the function of the government is to serve the banks. Why? The banker's been real good to me. Much better than the American people. Well, those American people, they just complain and whine, and the bankers, they give me, you know, gold things and books and cars and women and all the rest of that stuff. Let's see. Brian in Georgia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Hey, Mike, Brian, I just had one question for you. So many of us see what these super rich are doing, how they've gotten control of our legislatures, and they're just squeezing us, literally just squeezing everything out of us to wreck society. But the question I have is that these super rich people, when their private jets can't get maintenance anymore because the working and the middle class is just been wiped out, you know, when their limousines pull into the, you know, the...
Hello? You're cutting out. You're cutting out.
Okay,
but let me answer your question. The super rich, and I've seen this myself because I used to work in Hollywood, when whatever they're using breaks down, they just go buy another one. They don't even bother to fix it anymore. Well, I've got lots of money. We'll go out and do that again. And the problem I have with the super rich, and let me be very, very clear about this, I don't have a problem with wealth and money. I have a problem with money addiction, and that's what we're seeing destroy our society. If people want to work and provide a product and a service that other people voluntarily will take advantage of or purchase, I don't have a problem with that. If you're making a good product and you put it out there and people choose to buy it and give you their money at a fair market price, more power to you. What I do have a problem with are all these New York Wall Street bozos, these money addicts, who've already got more money than they could ever possibly spend, and it's not enough. They gotta have more. They gotta have the $100,000 wristwatch. They gotta be eating the $150 hamburger. They gotta drive, you know, the Bugatti Aeron. I don't even know how much that thing costs. And you see this kind of excess at the cost of the society around them. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with individuals and companies that sell addictive items in order to guarantee money. That's why I had such a problem with the Duke plantation here, you know, because it's built with tobacco money. And I certainly have a problem with people who are getting rich by going to the government and say, you've got to take more money from the taxpayers and give it to me because the bookkeeping entries say that you got to do it, or, you know, I won't be able to contribute to your campaign next year. That I've got a problem with. And I really do see people who have to have, you know, 5 or 6 houses and 20 cars and 14 private airplanes, and I do see them as, you know, really kind of there's a psychological problem there, because I think if you're comfortable and you're provided for yourself and your family reasonably, that should be enough for most sane people. And when you see people like Bernie Madoff, who was the co-founder of NASDAQ and was already rich beyond dreams of avarice, but it wasn't enough. He still had to turn around and Ponzi his investors for another $65 billion. There's something wrong there with those kind of people. And what really worries me is that so much of our corporate media and our society worship that kind of money to the point where they absolutely will not see that maybe that wealth was acquired by less than honorable and ethical and socially legitimate means. And I think that's really betrays, we worship money too much, really.
Yeah, that's the American religion.
Yeah, unfortunately it is, and I'm an atheist. Anything else?
Yeah, well, I guess they'll eventually come to their senses when the lights go out in their 50,000 square foot mansions, and, you know, there's no natural gas pipeline anymore to heat their homes in winter, because the infrastructure has just completely gone to pieces around them, and they're sitting on piles of money, but there's nobody to fix anything anymore.
Well, it sounds kind of romantic and sort of Larry Niven Fall of Ringworld kind of stuff. But what is going to go on is the rich will always grab to themselves whatever resources they need to maintain their comfort, even if it means taking it away from the rest of society. And we're already reaching a point where we should be taking what is left of our resources and using it to build the next generation of infrastructure and resources. And I keep going back to this $12.3 trillion the Federal Reserve printed up and handed out to Wall Street to save it from its own fraud. And can you imagine what we could have done with that money applied to pure research? We would have fusion power. Yeah, a fraction. Fusion power, photonics, new material science. We wouldn't have to worry about carbon dioxide. We could have bought a brand new future for the entire planet Earth with that kind of money. Instead, it's going for $100,000 wristwatches, $150 hamburgers, and Bugatti Airons at vanity, to the point of just total social insanity here.
Yes.
Okay, Absolutely. Well, Brian, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here, and we're coming down to the end of the show on this Friday here, and I'm going to mention here that Monday's show... and next Friday show, a week from today, are both going to be repeats. We're going into that Christmas holiday. And so, especially for those of you on Justin TV, there will be no TV broadcast Monday or Friday. And the RBN and WWCR broadcast will be a repeat of a previous show because I'm going to go out and have Christmas along with everybody else. All right. Now, over in the House of Representatives, I kind of want to finish up on this topic. The House of Representatives passed this resolution very quickly to basically say, we reject the idea of the creation of a Palestinian state because other countries want to recognize it. We reject that completely, that the only way there will be a Palestinian state is through negotiations with Israel. In other words, there will be no Palestine until Israel says so. And, of course, we all know Israel will never say so. Their position is there was no such thing as Palestine. There's no such thing as Palestinians. There are just these indigenous Arab-type Muslims that we have to move out of the way here. And what this is doing is this is delegitimizing the U.S. government in the eyes of the rest of the world. Because all this motion through Congress has done is demonstrate that, yeah, Washington, D.C. is a Vichy government. It is ruling and oppressing the people of the United States of America on behalf of a foreign occupying power. And by that very virtue, the U.S. government is not seen by the rest of the world as having any legitimacy left. And this is why you have all these other countries saying, we recognize a Palestinian state, despite what the U.S. Congress is going to say. If for no other reason than the hypocrisy in that Israel came into existence because the U.S. recognized it as a state. And so for the United States to now take the idea that, well we're not going to recognize Palestine until Israel says so, it's an absolute clear demonstration, along with, of course, the fact that the U.S. did nothing whatsoever when Israel attacks Americans, whether it's the USS Liberty or the aid flotilla. The rest of the world sees America as completely conquered and subverted by Israel, and because of that, there's nothing that's going to come out of Washington, D.C. anybody's going to listen to, and that's not only going to affect foreign policy, it's going to affect the economy. Nobody's going to take U.S. requests for cooperation seriously because we're doing whatever we do is being done for Israel. I think that's why Obama had such a hard time at the last G20. Nobody's listening to the United States of America because they figure it's just another mouthpiece for Israel. And we're not going to destroy our own economies to make Israel happy, no matter how much they scream anti-Semite at us. So this House resolution is not going to accomplish anything except to further destroy the reputation and moral authority of the United States around the world. And the Congress is sowing the seeds of its own demise, because if the rest of the world is not going to take them seriously, why should we? We're going to go back to the phones. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? George in Texas. Going once?
How you doing, Mike?
Doing fine.
Yeah. You know about these no work lists and all that stuff? You know, I just written a letter to my state representatives, and like with these no work lists and this DHS inclusion, I haven't included any bailouts. And if half of the states would just do this, and they should send an ultimatum to Congress, and this is, If you bail out any more offshore banks or big corporations, we will not send you our gas taxes. Our employers will not withhold income taxes. We will not give you your Social Security money, and we'll just keep the money in the state just for us. If some of the states just did that, you know, Washington might just start listening.
Now, the problem with that is it sounds good, but the problem with that is, and especially ever since the 14th Amendment, the problem with that is everybody in state government has ambitions to rise to the federal level. And that is why they are not going to be all that concerned about what you, the individual citizens, care about, because they're already making plans to move up the ladder to the federal government. And because of that simple mechanism, that ambition, the state governments really are little more than local administrative bureaucracies. And we have not seen a state government really have the courage to stand up and say, we're not going to go along with this, with the possible exception of Arizona. Okay, we got to take a break here. Thank you for the call, George. We'll be right back with the last segment of our Friday show after these words from our sponsors.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
On the fifth day of global warming, Al Gore gave to me $5 harvest. $4 gas, 3 Velvato makers, 2 melting ice caps, and the Fear Monument documentary.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of our show today. And I kind of want to make an observation as we head on out into, the holiday season, such as it is. I'm kind of still in Ebenezer Scrooge mode. We didn't get a Christmas tree again this year. I cannot get into the Christmas spirit when we're bombing the people in those little nativity scenes to steal their oil. And I just, until we stop doing that, I just can't get into this thing at all. Now, I noticed the other night, even though this is the Christmas season, that we're getting a more intense dose of Nazis and Hitler than we would expect for this time of year. And it's perhaps not surprising. Israel is feeling that their legitimacy as a country is being threatened, probably because they still won't draw their borders and live within them, and still won't write a constitution. The people of Iceland are halfway to a new constitution, and the new government has only been in existence for a couple of weeks. Israel's been around 60 years, they still don't have a constitution. So inevitably, any time that Israel is feeling their political realities are going negative, we get Holocaust and Nazis and Hitler and anti-Semite, and they're trying to try and wring one more pure, you know, feel sorry for us, we're the victims, one more time here. So Winona Ryder managed to get herself some press by bringing up a 15-year-old story about how Mel Gibson made, you know, some comments about the fact that Winona Ryder is Jewish 15 years ago, and Winona gets her picture in the fan websites one more time, and frankly, she looks like she's high on either coke or meth. I'm not exactly sure about it. And that didn't go over very well, because stories about Mel Gibson going out on a rant doesn't get anybody interested anymore, and of course, anytime you're going to have Winona Ryder up there, the first thing I'm going to say, oh, wasn't she the lady who got arrested for shoplifting all those years ago? So that didn't work out too well, and now we're getting this story coming out of Europe where Adolf Hitler has been stripped of his honorary citizenship of this German town. Apparently this German town made him an honorary citizen back when he still looked like he was doing a good job and he was Time Magazine's Person of the Year, or Man of the Year back then. And now we're revoking his citizenship, and that made the news. You want to talk about desperation to try and wave Nazis and Hitler? They're going back to stuff that happened 65 years ago. Or 15 years ago. They can't find anything now to continue to prop up this propaganda campaign that we're supposed to go on supporting Israel, even as it becomes obvious that our own government has caved into Israel. There will be no Palestine. Go ahead, steal it all. We're not going to do it. Shoot American citizens, sink American ships. There's nothing Israel can do that our government will find fault with. And it's made America the laughingstock of the world. And the American people are getting tired of being the laughingstock of the world. And all this endless propaganda in the corporate media about, ooh, remember about Hitler and stuff, that all happened before most of us were even born. I wasn't alive when Hitler was doing his thing. It's ancient history. And we all need to start living in the 21st century and dealing with the war crimes and atrocities and tortures that are happening right now. I don't want to hear about injustices that happened before I was born. I need to deal. You need to deal with the injustices that are happening before our very eyes, which includes what Israel is doing to Palestine with weapons that you paid for. All right, that's it for our show. We'll be back on Tuesday, 2 o'clock, Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good weekend. Have a good holiday season. Aloha, America.
It's true.